Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the island nation, the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, where God calls those things that are not as though they were. Oh, yes, I know, this place, incredible. You know, hell and heaven and the eternal reality is a state of existence where there is no restraint from you being who you really are within. So in that dimension, in the life after this one, there is zero restraint on you being who you really are. So you will be full-blown 100%. That which you are within is going to be who you are without for all eternity, and known for all eternity. You know, in this dimension, in this paradigm, people are still motivated by fear, by outer, like the things that are important to the outer man. So people fear punishment, so therefore they don't break the law. And they don't break the law because, you know, it's not because they don't want to, but it's because they fear the potential repercussions. Or another one is they would be molesters, child molesters, but they wouldn't want to do that openly because they wouldn't like the stigma, wouldn't like the perception. So, but in the dimension after this one, the people with their full-blown hearts and their internal desires and the filthiness of what those things are, if they have not been cleansed from within, as Jesus instructed the Pharisees, look, don't wash the outside of the cup, wash the inside of the cup. That's what's full of all the crap that you guys have. And if it doesn't get cleaned out of you, that which is within is going to be which is going to be the eternal reality without. But people focus on the outer appearance. People focus on, that's why people spend so much money on plastic surgery, because they want to look a certain way to the outer man, so that people will think a certain way about them. Whiten that skin, fix those teeth, widen those eyes, lift those cheekbones, suck that skin back, tighten it up. Yeah. Alright, you look like a Barbie doll. Or a Ken, whatever is applicable. But at the end of the day, what do you have? That which is within is what matters. Put a little bit more focus on that. Because you know why? At the end of the day, the real you is the eternal you, is that which is inside. And now, that being the case, as we are moving forward in time, see, okay, we're eternal beings, but we exist in time. You and I exist in this paradigm of time. So, as eternal beings, in time, where we are in time is we are at a certain spot where things are changing. And the rule of law, justice, that which is true and good, is going out the window. Now, there's different reasons for that. You know, one is, I mean, scriptures even talk about the Antichrist being the man of lawlessness. And as a representative that the people of the world would gravitate towards, you can see that even during that season of time and that phase of time, when people get to that point, that lawlessness itself is going to be that lawlessness itself is going to be the norm. Now, you know, you think about it. Why is it that, now in some countries it's more pronounced than others. In some places it is more obvious than others. But it seems to be the case around the world where there's sort of a set of rules that kind of loosely applies to the people that don't really have means or exist in the lower class or the middle class. You know, there's kind of laws and rules and regulations and things that need to be done. And when people bounce past a certain level in the social strata, they come into a whole new set where things don't really apply to them like they do the rest of the world. They can kill somebody and they seem to get away with it. They can steal openly. They seem to not do any time. They can do things that, you know, I remember somebody was talking one time about, you know, the guy that stole the grandma's purse, you know, with $90 in it, and he went to jail for 15 years. And then the white collar criminal that stole tens of thousands of people's life savings gets 6 months in a fat farm, destroyed the lives of so many, the hopes, the dreams, the expectations of so many. How does that make sense? Where's the justice in that? But you get to a certain level in the world system, and in fact, since the devil comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, at those levels, hey, you're expected to kill. You're expected to steal. You're expected to destroy. In fact, all the world is pushing for you to be like that. All the demonic forces are pushing for you to be like that. Here's the kicker, though, is the demonic forces, they only have power in this dimension. And even that power, if the card is pulled by God, you realize how little power is really there. Because the power of the Holy Spirit trumps it all. Now, why is it that wickedness seems to prosper? That evil seems to move forward unabated? Why is it that these things continue to grow? Why is it that the guy that steals an orange goes to jail, and the guy that steals everything, destroys entire families, just walks around and walks free, even protected by the systems that are supposed to be there to prosecute, supposed to be there to put people in jail? No, they protect these ones. Why is that? Well, first of all, look, the world system robs, steals, kills, and destroys. And those that are part of it serve it. And those that serve it, it protects. It watches over. It covers for. That covering, come under the covering, that's what they do. They cover for each other. The child molesters cover for the child molesters. The thieves, the hypocrites, the destroyers of families and lives, they all cover for each other. They all know each other on a first name basis. They all smile at each other when they walk through the door, because they know each other, because they're all part of that same system. That same system that's on a grease pole to hell, where they will spend their eternities languishing because of the fact that they have chosen that. Look, here's another thing about hell. A little wake-up call. People choose it. People choose it. See, what God does is He gives free will in this dimension. And you make choices. And you, based on the choices you make, you get to live with the eternal repercussion of your choice. So nobody can, you know that whole thing of how could God send anybody to hell? Who's the idiot that came up with that? How could God send anybody to hell? People choose to go there. They make a free will decision to reject truth, to reject God, to reject the gift of eternal life. And by choosing then a path that is anti-Christ, they go to a place that is anti-Christ. They go to a dimension, they go to a level based on their heart. So they will spend their eternity in that which they have chosen. Why is this important? Well, first of all, realize that you make free will decisions. You make free will choices. And without the Spirit of the living God leading and guiding you, you're going to make bad choices. You're going to do dumb things. And God does not have to bless your stupidity. God does not have to bless anything that's outside of Him. Period. He has no obligation to... Now, He may be merciful on you, but He has no obligation to fulfill your misinterpretation of His Word. None. None whatsoever. So if you have put your own thing on God and said, this is what God has said to me, I know this, but it is outside of what He really would say, well, stop it. Knock it off. Because God, when He speaks, it happens. When He moves, things move. There is life, there is truth, there is hope, there is a way, but it comes on His terms. Now, in this process, understand that you will have trouble, but take heart, for He has overcome the world. God wants you to buck up. He wants you to take it to the next level. Quit whining, quit complaining, quit bellyaching before God, saying, God, why is it like this? Why is it like that? I wish it was this way. I wish I had this. I wish things were... You quit wishing and just be. You quit trying to plan and just accept and work with the reality that God has given you right now. Look, if you cannot find a place of peace in whatever it is that you're experiencing right now, you're not going to find it if a couple things change. You know why? Because if a couple things change... If your peace is contingent on something external, there's a problem. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I give not as the world gives. Now, Jesus gives peace. He also said, my kingdom is within. So, you know, if you are not experiencing the fulfillment of the Word of God in your life, ask yourself the question, what's going on here? Why am I not seeing this? Why is this not being fulfilled in me? So, this day, God calls to you, and He reveals and shows that He's always been there. He's always made a way for you. You know, look here. Here's something you got to know. Though you might seem outnumbered, greater is them that are with us than those that are in the world and are against us. Whatever numbers the world may put up, there's always a stronger force with the children of God. Because we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And our weapons are not carnal, but they are powerful for the pulling down of strongholds. So though we battle against spiritual entities, wickedness in so many different ways, that which we fight, that which we face, God has revealed and shown that He is over it all. And His forces, look, in a moment, God outnumbers the enemy. In a moment. You know, there was the Assyrian king that showed up and spoke against the living God. He had a troop strength of 186,000 men. 186,000. And because he mouthed off to God, because he mouthed off to the servant of God, and that servant took it and brought it before the Father, he went to bed one night and woke up the next morning with 186,000 dead soldiers, because God commanded his angel that night to go through the camp and to wipe them off the face of the earth. And he did. And they were gone. Battle-hardened, ready, prepared to siege a city and destroy it. And all the manpower to do so. All the people in place to do what they wanted to do. Dead. Gone. Into eternity. And it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And God does that. You know, he allows for the circumstances and the situations of life to force people to make a decision, to force people to make a choice. And when they do, they reap the eternal consequences of their choice, be they good or be they evil. It's your choice, your heart, your life. But that's why we pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. That's why we pray that way. Because for us, it is something that we desire. Because we know we can't order our steps. Not at all. Ah, but God knows. And as you look to Him, through and to and in all things, in all situations, God will take care of you. God will be with you. He will always, always watch over you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So, my brothers and my sisters, keep on keeping on, because the Father is with us. He's going to take care of us. And you just got to trust Him. Just trust Him. Bear out your heart when you have to. Tell Him what's on your mind. Don't be angry. Don't be upset. Just know that He's with you. And hey, God bless you. Love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Let us know how you're doing. Always love to hear from you. So hey, God bless you guys. We'll catch up again sometime real soon. All right, bye.